He said, do you know, show money, that jewelry that you have. Because she had nothing then, you know. So he had a string around his neck, a black thread string. And here was a pocket of a shirt. He had something in there, like you used to have those watches, turnip watches, in your waistcoat pocket. So, and he pulled it out. It was a plastic thing of Baba's picture on both sides. And that's all. And he said, they said he couldn't, you know, he just couldn't continue. The others had to take over the business, others of the family, the brothers or the nephew or something. He just said, no, this means nothing to me now. Nothing. Now that I've gotten it, when I know what is the real, this means nothing to me. So he was quite different. He was not, you know, we saw him first as the man of wealth and prestige. Here, so he just, like they would say, was sort of a monk, but not really. I mean, he was completely normal, like if we are normal by our standards. But that meeting with Baba at that point, his whole life changed. He turned his back on business. He still lived with his family. He loved them, but he said, I cannot go and do this. So the brothers and others took over. He died recently. And a number of families have come to Baba wholly, completely, and the contact was made during the new life. Amrit's father, Kumar. And Kumar used to boast that he didn't believe in God or the devil and was afraid of neither. And although he was a tiny looking man, I mean smallish man, he was so strong. He would pick up these sacks of grain with the ease, too, like that. That's what they say. And when he would encounter on the road, once there were these dacoits and thieves, so even four or five, he could he could make them run away. He could stand up to them. And so he was well known in his part like that. He looked small, but he's so strong. So he had a clean bowl, you know. There was nothing filled there for Baba to chuck out before he put himself in. It was, he just believed in nothing and nobody. So,
when they begin, when they begin the beginning, it brings back the sound of music so tender. Okay. I'm sorry. When they begin, the beginning, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra's playing, and even the palms seem to be swaying. When they begin, the beginning, to live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever, and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene. Two clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the beginning. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember, like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin, the begin. Oh yes, let them begin, the begin. Make them play. Till the stars that were there before return above you. Till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. Then we'll suddenly know what heaven we're in. When they begin, the begin. When they begin, the begin.
I started a little too high. I said I started it too high, but I just couldn't find the range.
I
still reached the high notes. Well, I figure if I start it that high and I keep going, I'm going to have to go ahead and try and reach over. So as not to spoil the show.
You should have a pitch, you know.
I usually get it low enough for today. I don't have
one. Yeah.
Yeah. Very.
What should I say? I don't know. Is there anybody else that knows how to play the guitar?
I can play high
pipe. Is that one?
I know there's one Bob Brown song that's, but I probably should have from my company a little bit. I'm going to make sure I get the right key. I feel as though I'll never know how much you love me. I feel as though I'll never know how much you care for me, and what you've done for me, and what you do for me from day to day in every way. I feel as though I have been crying. I feel as though I have been lying. I feel as though I've been denying. Oops, I missed the, I'm gonna try a little higher. I feel as though I'll never know how much you love me. I feel as though I'll never know how much you care for me, and what you've done for me, and what you do for me from day to day in every way. I feel as though I'll never know how much I love you. I feel as though I'll never know how much I care for you. But my love is shallow and new, and your love is deep and true. And after all, you're sufficient unto yourself. I feel as though I have been crying. I feel as though I've been denying. I feel as though I have been lying to myself. And I feel as though I long to know the truth of you. I feel as though I'll never know how much you love me. I feel as though I'll never know how much you care for me, and what you've done for me, and what you do for me from day to day in every way.
Well, that was too high. Say another one, Jim. He's got the guitar now.
Feel my arms around you, to
feel my arms around you like the sea around the shore. Each night and day I pray in hopes that I might find you, in hopes that I might find you, because heart can do no more, heart can do no more. It always comes down to one thing, mama, still I kneel upon the floor. How can I tell you that I love you? I love you, but I can't think of right words to say. I long to tell you that I'm always thinking of you. I'm always thinking of you, but my words just blow away, just blow away. It only comes down to one thing, mama, but I can't think of right words to say.
There, Jacko, stand up. Yeah. The wind is blowing, it's cold.
Ah, yes, yes. So that's it. The wind is, this is the wind. Okay, hold it for a second. Okay, so it's real cold and the wind is blowing. And then there's John, and then there's Pierre, and Pierre is the big one, he's very strong, and he is on the top, you know, and going up like, and he's holding, and the wind is blowing. John, are you all right? Are you all right? And John, of course, he's way below, also holding on the rock. And he's saying, yes, Pierre, yes, how much farther to the top? It is getting very cold and windy. It is very windy. It is not far, John. You hold on. I'm going to try to get over this one rock. Be careful. Okay. Oops, and the rock falls. Jean, watch out for the rock. Falling and falling through the space like this, as the wind is blowing you back. And finally, he hits a branch. He's sticking out like that. And he's caught at the branch. As the wind is blowing. Right on the branch. But Pierre just says, Jojo, what has happened? What has happened? What do you think has happened, stupid? I will blow the rope. As the wind is blowing, come on, come on. What, Pierre? My arms are broken, my legs are broken. What can I do? Never mind. I don't know what to do. You grab it with your teeth. Go. Because the wind is blowing. Pierre, he begins. And the wind is blowing! No, hold on, Jean. Hold on, you're almost there. Only 10 feet to go when he has to run. Jean, are you all right? Are you all right?
Sitting at home with just his little one and glasses on his nose. And he was a good dry paper. Elderly, naturally, had a wiggle a little bit. And the thing was, I wasn't acting. I was scared. And when the first scene opened, you see the newspaper, we had said, I told him, pull the newspaper higher. But the father won't. Nobody would know who it is. You only see the legs, and then suddenly when she put down, oh, it's made us. Oh, that is neat to know. Yes. I don't know.
And
Baba told us to take these parts. Mm-hmm. And who wrote the script?
Money.
It just came. And Baba said something, you know. In the morning, Baba said, tomorrow I wanted the script and the songs and the music, everything would come. But then we wouldn't buy anything, you know. We just rehearsed. The rehearsals were the funniest because we would rig up our own things, borrow this one, that, check something from this code. Oh, you know, we'd look at each other.
One time they didn't play
cards. Oh yes, and then we made Valu want give her a little card, and she said no. I said, we said we've got to do it for Baba. Valu's for Baba. All right. So we taught her the song, which was in Hindi. But she said, refused to talk anything but Marathi. She was not a linguist by any manner of means. So she became a sannyasi, you know. Yeah. Coming out of this one. And so we put this robe on her, and we put this mustache on her. You see, we would do it with a wire.
She was very happy. She was singing her
nose. Just through the middle of the nose, like you put a nose ring. Yeah. But this the mustache was never stuck. It was on a wire, and it was very free to make her hair.
Oh, you mean
Mara had one made of Baba's hair. So anyway, she had a mustache. We dressed her up. We did everything. We said, you have to do nothing, just sing this song. And the song is... So we have to have this... we made a little banjo-like thing with one wire. They have this... And this bowl...
Begging bowl.
So she sang this song completely wrong. It was only one line. Baba, and she sang her thing, and the begging bowl was there. And at the end of it, the mustache fell right in. very solemnly, she walked in. And Baba was there. When we were in Bangalore, that was the most number of skits we did for Baba. Baba wanted, you see? And there were many of us. And all were doing one. So we had for 3 days, 4 days, you see? And everybody was, four or five would get together and make. Each one was planning. And each one was planning, and each one wanted actors, you see, to help in their play. Like Norina was doing a play, so she was looking around, who shall I take in my play? And everybody was running away from everybody. I was especially running away from Norina. I knew she had an eye on me, and I was already in my play, already in so-and-so play, already a doctor, so-and-so.